like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Jordan Hanalami.
And this is It's Movie Time. Do we need another Zombieland? This one is called Zombieland Double Tap. Now, 10 years ago, this stuff worked. It started the whole zombie thing, really, because Walking Dead came a year after. So what do you think?
Well, need is an interesting word. It's a movie that has lived on through repeat viewings. It's definitely something that people reference. And
nice word, lived on.
Yeah, it had a good solid box office run, and then
for the original cast. And we're talking 6 Oscar nominations amongst these people, including 1 Oscar for Emma Stone. So you got Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone,
Abigail Breslin, Jesse Eisenberg. And they have fun with that in the trailer where they tee it up as they're firing off guns and firing at zombies and stuff. It's, you know, Oscar nominee and
right,
and
yeah.
So. So they definitely have fun with it. And I think that's one of the interesting things to me about, I don't know if there's anything in particular that you enjoy about sequels, it's interesting to me with the first sequel to see what the producers think people were so entranced by with the first one, because you usually see that exploited in the second one.
Yep.
And in this one, while there's obviously zombies and very, very clear that the chemistry of the characters and the actors is what they felt like people wanted again.
No, you are so right. The thing I liked about it is that the character played by Woody Harrelson, for instance, Tallahassee, is the same character that we had 10 years ago, only grown just a bit. You're right. They concentrate on character here. The whole business about exploding heads, and in one case, crushing is like an ancillary to the fun.
Yeah.
That they're having.
Well, they exploit the character side of it. The characters are so important that they actually create doppelgangers.
Yes,
so that they have even more of the same characters that you already loved. They have the doppelganger guys, that's the Luke Wilson and the Middleditch, that are supposed to be Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson. Like when they come barreling into Rosario, yes, Dawson's Graceland Hotel.
I know. Yes.
But they wanted to add even more of the same characters to that. And then obviously, like you're saying, like they play off and create these very specific, fun little side characters.
Well, what I love about this Berkeley character is that it sets off Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Because he's a hippie.
Yes.
From Berkeley.
Yep.
And, you know, nothing could be worse.
Exactly.
This is what kind of daughter, Abigail Breslin,
yeah,
and is hooking up with him. And you can't think of anything to drive him crazier than that she's hooked up with a hippie.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It's now that you say that, it's like that he and then the Super Valley girl, the two, they're almost exceedingly the enemy of Tallahassee than more than the zombies are. Like they drive him crazier than the other people are.
Who are the real zombies,
yeah,
here?
Exactly.
They're in the group. And you mentioned Madison, played by Zoe Deutsch Jordan. She's a little gem here.
Yeah.
You know, she takes the most cliched character, the dumb blonde, straight out of the 50s and 60s. And she gives her life.
You almost are inherently wanting to get rid of her immediately because it's such a stereotypical character. She does it in such a over-the-top,
yes,
way.
Yes.
But gives it some sort of heart that you're actually,
yes,
every time she came back, I was like, okay, I'll definitely take this again. So
if we could make something academic out of it. There's a family theme here.
Yes, absolutely. That just continuation of the characters that they felt like people wanted to really live with these people again for a couple hours.
I'm amused also that they have no problem in the sexism of it. Emma Stone's character and Abigail Breslin are in the background. It's the men who do the blowing up and the thinking, right?
Yeah, right. The emotional side of it is actually Abigail Breslin and Emma Stone are more of the cold. They understand this world in this way of like, you got to move on and you got to fend for yourself and things,
yes,
like that.
Well, Jordan, the film is Zombieland Double Tap. What grade do you award it?
A B.
And I'll award it a B minus.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively, it works.
Yes. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.